Big Pharma. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. President Biden today touting how his Deficit Reduction Act will reduce drug costs. And in a speech in Portland, Oregon, accused drug manufacturers of being greedy.
So to make that drug, $15 to make it and package it. $35 is a lot of money compared to $15. They're going to make a good profit. They're charging sometimes 300 times as much.
The speech concluded a four-day trip to the West he hoped would help Democrats gain votes. Recovery efforts continue in Florida after Hurricane Ian. Governor Ron DeSantis says power is slowly being restored. He's also asking contractors from other states to come in and help rebuild.
Anyone that's licensed in this, if you're in other states, you can work with current contractors in Florida directly, or you can apply to be able to be waived in. And our agencies are processing those when they come in very quickly.
Hurricane Ian killed at least 126 people in Florida. A suspected Northern California serial killer is now in custody. Police in Stockton say 43-year-old Wesley Brownlee was arrested early this morning after officers who had been watching him stopped his car while he was looking for another victim. He's suspected in six area killings since April 2021 and the wounding of a woman. It's been a deadly year for police officers, including the shootings of two in Connecticut this week.
Just this year, 56 officers across the country had been killed. This all comes as the community out in Bristol, Connecticut is grieving the loss of two young police officers. Bristol Police Sergeant Dustin DeMonte and Officer Alex Hamsey were both killed while responding to a 911 call.
Fox's Alexis McAdams, a third Bristol officer, was shot and wounded but was released from a hospital later. The suspect was shot and killed. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Most people believe that if former President Trump runs for the White House again, he's a shoo-in for the Republican nomination. But one significant Republican says, not so fast. Fox's Kevin Uretsky explains.
Former Speaker of the House and Republican vice presidential nominee Paul Ryan says that if the GOP nominates Donald Trump for the presidency in 2024, it will be a mistake.
We all know that he's so much more likely to lose the White House than anybody else running for president on our side of the aisle. So why would we want to go with that?
He says that the former president has been able to keep his spot atop the Republican Party because people are afraid of him. And that
he's going to try and intimidate people out of the race as long as he can.
Ryan adds that there are some potential Republican candidates facing a stark reality as they decide whether or not to run, regardless of Trump's status.
They've got to go now if they're ever going to go, and they don't want to die not ever trying.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
A basketball Hall of Famer is undergoing treatment in Atlanta for a brain tumor.
56-year-old Dikembe Mutombo spent 18 years in the NBA. He played for six different teams, including the Denver Nuggets, the Atlanta Hawks, and the Houston Rockets. The former Georgetown center was an eight-time NBA All-Star and a four-time Defensive Player of the Year. Mutombo is best known for waving his finger at an opponent after blocking a shot. In retirement, Mutombo has worked for many charitable and humanitarian causes, most notably in Africa. His personal foundation helped build a 170-bed hospital in Kinshasa, the capital city of the Congo. Bob Mortali, Fox News.
Trials set for early next year for 28-year-old Ross Petrie of North Dakota, who's accused of setting up an explosives-making operation in his garage. Police say they seized nearly 1,500 pounds of explosives Friday evening from the townhouse in Williston. That's in the state's northwest oil patch. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.